that he'd done, it really sent ripples through the entire psychiatric and psychological communities. And he ended up forming a group called Peer Group, which ended up folding a couple of years after his death. But Johnny Mack is really considered to be, at least in my mind, you know, representing the knife edge of scientific investigation. Of course, there's some people that don't believe psychology is any type of investigational tool, but it really is. You know, he really set the standard for an open-minded view and investigation into this phenomenon. And the fact that he would come to the conclusion that, you know, there is absolutely something here that's coming from not of this world and that has chosen to interact with human beings. And that's his conclusion to it. And he says, but where they come from and what they are, he doesn't know, and he didn't even pretend to come up with a conclusion on that. With 100% confidence, you know, he knew that something was actually happening.
What is fascinating about all this, Jim, is the mindset that's involved. I've noted that there's a mindset going on here. For example, in your book here, you've got like a what is said to be a response planning element to it due to your background. And recently on the internet, there was an American professor who was consulted by the government regarding his response to an alien invasion. And then on my Facebook page on the last week, I was attacked by a representative of the United Nations, who I won't give his name on here, who should have known better. But basically, his kind of condescending attitude to me about my experiences was, listen, young man, I've been involved in intelligence since 1980. We've put these false flag stories about, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, Sonny Jim, kind of thing. So the thing about it, yeah, exactly. I was absolutely, frankly, Jim, I was appalled. I was absolutely appalled by him, and he's a very well-known man, and he's been well-known in UFO circles as well, but he's an advisor for the UN now. And it's kind of, you know, in kind of like what you said about your response planning and their response planning, there kind of like appears to be a mindset that's pulled apart. Do you think that the UN will ever alter its attitude? There needs to be a dramatic attitude altered at the White House, most definitely, to all this. I don't know what your comments are on that.
Yeah. Well, there's no evidence right now that would support any rational person's conclusion that the UN is going to change their stance anytime soon. It's extraordinarily disappointing to me that that's the case. However, on the brighter side of things, you know, if something dramatic happened, if something incredible happened, it may force the UN to do something. But until that day, it's really quite apparent that the way it's currently structured and the people they currently have at the UN, there's no great desire from anybody to tackle this particular subject matter. And unfortunately, we're stuck with where that is.
Well, no progress whatsoever. You don't think there's going to be any disclosure from the Obama administration? I mean, the exopolitics camp are coming out strongly with that. You're not hopeful?
I'm generally an optimistic person. I think you could say that Jim Maroney is a pretty optimistic guy. But in this situation, you know, when you look at the political framework in which if there would be such an advantage for him to do that, there's no political advantage for him to do that at this point. And because there's no political advantage to do it, there's no real desire for him to do it. And I just can't see the way that the politics works. The way I understand it, there's more hurt that can come out of it than positive things, at least from the administrator's point of view. They could be dead wrong, but I think that's their viewpoint. So I don't, you know, I've been patient enough over the years to wait for the Obama administration, wait for the U.S. to announce any new countries like Canada or Argentina. So they just formally announce that the phenomenon is a real phenomenon. Everybody looks to the U.S. in a leadership role, you know, but the leadership role is very difficult in the U.S. I mean, they're a highly militarized country. The military holds an extraordinary amount of power, and it's very difficult for the administration to make things that might jeopardize national security without getting the military on board. And for all of those reasons, I can just see so many difficulties for the administration to push forward in this one. I'm just not convinced that it's going to happen. And that feeling that I had has proven right all over the years, despite all the talk, despite all the work. And even though that I am not convinced that we're going to do it, I am convinced that the phenomenon is an evolving phenomenon. It's going to continue to change. And whether they choose to admit it or not, it's going to come their way. It's going to evolve. They're going to have to address it. They may be forced to address it. And that's probably what's going to send them into a crisis mode. They'll probably address it, you know, not very good, but not very well. I'm not sure they're prepared for it.
Yeah, I'm kind of pessimistic with them admitting anything, because I think a lot of this, the UFO stuff is their black ops programs, and they've been using the alien UFO thing to mask all this stuff and my labs and things like that. But also, for Obama to come out right now and say, oh, there's ETs, you might as well just hand it to Frankenrom, and, you know, old Frankenberry Crunch would just win automatically. And that's the last thing we need, is a Republican in there running the show, because they'll have us all.